Biden helps illegal alien, accused of killing teen girl, evade deportation. By John Binder on February 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders are helping an illegal alien, accused of killing a 19-year-old girl in Texas, evade deportation from the United States. In November 2020, 19-year-old Adrienne Sophia Exum was allegedly hit and killed by Heriberto Fuerte Padilla, an illegal alien from Mexico, in Harris County, Texas. According to police, Padilla was driving drunk at the time and was subsequently charged with fleeing the scene of the crash and drunk driving. Stephen Dinan with The Washington Times now reports that Biden's sanctuary country orders, where Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents are banned from arresting and deporting illegal aliens unless they meet narrow thresholds of criminality, are helping Padilla evade deportation from the U.S. Dinan reports. The Homeland Security Department initially said it wanted authorities to pick him up and deport him once Texas punished him, but then it changed its mind. Under rules issued in September by Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Fuerte Padilla doesn't qualify as a priority anymore. Emphasis added. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement also told Texas that it was canceling deportation requests, known as detainers, on other illegal immigrants, including some who pleaded guilty to felony charges of evading arrest or had convictions for drunken driving, drug possession or domestic assault injuring a family member. Emphasis added. Likewise, Biden is also helping illegal aliens Jose Godoy Vasquez of Guatemala and Nathar of Thailand evade deportation. Vasquez has been convicted of drunk driving, domestic violence, and drug possession while Thar has convictions for drunk driving, drug possession, fleeing police, and secretly getting contraband into prison. The revelations come as Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas bragged to elected officials that Biden's sanctuary country orders are shielding most illegal aliens in the U.S. from arrest and deportation. Unlawful presence in the United States, alone, will not be a basis for immigration enforcement action. It is a matter of justice and equity as well, Mayorkas said. Throughout the last year, the orders successfully freed into the U.S. illegal aliens accused and convicted of child sex crimes, armed robbery, drunk driving, burglary, cocaine trafficking, grand theft auto, heroin trafficking, credit card fraud, money laundering, and other crimes. As Breitbart News reported, DHS has failed to make public their annual report that details the number of illegal aliens arrested and deported by ICE agents throughout the prior 12 months. Former ICE officials have suggested that the agency is diligently trying to manipulate the data to make it harder to compare to past years of interior enforcement. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.